This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy vowed Tuesday that mailed-in ballots in the November 3rd presidential election will be delivered on time, and he suspended all changes at the agency until after the election. Critics have said the changes could have kept millions of votes from being sent to elections officials to be counted. Mail-in voting in the United States starts in some states as early as September. DeJoy said in a statement Tuesday that the agency is ready today to handle whatever volume of election mail it receives this fall. Jill Biden is expected to speak at the Democrats' virtual convention tonight in support of her husband, presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden. Former presidents Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter will also speak in support of Biden and his running mate, California Senator Kamala Harris. Americans had never witnessed a virtual national political convention before Monday night, but the pandemic has forced the Democrats this week and the Republicans renominating Trump next week for a second White House term to abandon the hoopla-filled conventions of past years for fear of spreading the coronavirus. Monday night's festivities included taped endorsements of Biden by Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and former First Lady Michelle Obama. U.S. President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence are attempting to upstage Biden's week in the spotlight, traveling to political battleground states that could play a pivotal role in the election. Mr. Trump was visiting the Midwestern state of Iowa on Tuesday and also the border state of Arizona. You can find more on the political race, on the presidential race, at our website, voanews.com. A new study predicts major U.S. population areas will be seeing the most extreme increases in heat in the coming decades. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The Senate Intelligence Committee has concluded that the Kremlin launched an aggressive effort to meddle in the 2016 presidential contest on behalf of Donald Trump, as the Republican-led panel on Tuesday released its fifth and final report in its investigation into election interference. The Senate panel described the report, totaling more than 1,300 pages, as the most comprehensive description to date of Russia's activities and the threat they posed. The bipartisan investigation lasted almost 3.5 years. That's much longer than the other probes. The report purposely did not come to a final conclusion, as the other reports did, about whether there is enough evidence that Trump's campaign coordinated or colluded with Russia to sway the election to him and away from Democrat Hillary Clinton. It leaves its findings open to partisan interpretation. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern Tuesday dismissed as patently wrong U.S. President Donald Trump's assertion that her nation is experiencing a big surge in coronavirus cases. She said there's no comparison between the two countries. Mr. Trump made the comments Monday during a campaign stop in Minnesota. He said the situation in New Zealand was terrible after many in the world held the nation up as an example of how to manage the pandemic. Speaking to reporters in Wellington Tuesday, Ardern said anyone who's paying attention to what's going on in the world, and this part's a quote, will quite easily see that New Zealand's 9 cases a day does not compare to the United States' tens of thousands. New Zealand last week discovered 4 new cases of COVID-19 in a single Auckland household. Before that, the nation had not seen a locally transmitted case in at least 102 days. The country currently has more than 1,640 confirmed infections, according to the Johns Hopkins University, which is tracking the infections globally. Vietnamese authorities have been arrested and charged, three people with wire fraud involving a scheme related to the coronavirus pandemic that defrauded thousands of Americans out of nearly $1 million. A statement released Tuesday by the U.S. Embassy and Consulate in Vietnam says the 3 suspects operated more than 300 websites that offered hand sanitizers and other products that had become scarce earlier this year in the initial reaction to the pandemic. More than 7,000 victims in all 50 U.S. states paid for those items but never received them. And U.S. President Trump has pardoned women's suffrage leader Susan B. Anthony, who was convicted of voting illegally in 1872. He did so Tuesday at a White House event commemorating the 100th anniversary of giving U.S. women the right to vote. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.